Parshas Vayakhel. In the Parshiyos of Truma, Tetzaveh, and Kisisa, we have learned all about the very special mitzvah that Hashem gave to all the Yidden to build a Mishkan. In those Parshiyos, we learn how Hashem told Moshe how the Mishkan should be built. And now, in Parshas Vayakhel, the Torah begins telling us, first of all, how Moshe told the Yidden about this mitzvah, and second of all, how the Yidden fulfilled this mitzvah right away. And those are the first words of this Parsha. Vayakhel Moshe. Moshe had gathered together all the Yidden in order to tell them about this wonderful and special mitzvah of building the Mishkan for Hashem. And do you know, Kindalach? This took place the day right after Yom Kippur. It was on the day of Yom Kippur that Hashem told Moshe that He forgives the Yidden for the sin of the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf. And now, the day after Yom Kippur, is when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Yidden about this mitzvah that Hashem gave the Yidden to build up the Mishkan. In fact, the building of the Mishkan itself is part of their forgiveness. That's right. By building up the Mishkan for Hashem, this is the way they are going to be forgiven for the sin of the Egel HaZahav. And as we're soon going to see in the Parsha, that as soon as the Yidden heard that by building the Mishkan they will be forgiven for their sin, they grabbed the mitzvah with a great joy and right away began doing all they could to fulfill this mitzvah. And that is the meaning of Vayakhel Moshe. Moshe gathered the Yidden on the day after Yom Kippur to tell them about this mitzvah. And I want you to know, Kindalach, that this is also a very important lesson for us, that in order that we should deserve the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, to be rebuilt through Mashiach Tzidkenu, this will also take place through Vayakhel Moshe. Vayakhel means to gather together. When all the Yidden would gather together and become one and united as one person, that is, with Ahavas Yisrael, Achdus Yisrael, loving each other, caring for each other, and being like one person, by this we will be Zoicha, we will merit the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. Just like it was by the Mishkan that the Yidden first gathered together by Vayakhel Moshe, and when they gathered together, that's when they were able to build up the Mishkan. Now, Kindalach, before Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden about the actual mitzvah of building the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu first told them about the mitzvah of Shabbos. Yes, Kindalach, even though the Yidden have already learned the mitzvah of Shabbos, this they already have heard by Har Sinai when they received the Torah from Hashem, that we learned about in Parshas Yisrael, we learned more about it in Parshas Mishpatim. We have also learned about it in Kisisa. Yet, Hashem wanted that Moshe should say again to the Yidden the mitzvah of Shabbos before He tells them about the building of the Mishkan. Why? Because Moshe wants to show them that keeping Shabbos comes before the building of the Mishkan. That means that although there is so much work to do for the building of the Mishkan, and it's such a great mitzvah, yet this must not be done on Shabbos. None of the preparations and none of the work that is needed for the Mishkan should be done on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of rest. During the 6 days of the week, we can do all of our work, and on the seventh day, that should be Shabbos, and no one should do any work at all. And I want you to know, Kindalach, that our Chachamim tell us that it is from this parsha that we learn what kind of work is a Yid not allowed to do on Shabbos. He is not allowed to do any of the kinds of work that were done to prepare for the Mishkan. You see, Kindalach, there was a lot of work needed to build up the Mishkan. And our Chachamim have counted and found that there are 39 different kinds of work that were done to build the Mishkan. And as we have learned, these 39 different kinds of work were done only during the 6 days of the week and not on Shabbos. This was all to prepare for the Mishkan. Now, Kindalach, we know what are the 39 kinds of work that a Yid is not allowed to do on Shabbos. Our Chachamim teach us in the Mishnah what are the exact 39 kinds of work that we are not allowed to do on Shabbos, which they have learned this from the work and the preparations that were done for the Mishkan. And do you know, Kindalach? Even though the number is 39, but really there are hundreds and hundreds of different kinds of work that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of rest, when we are supposed to learn more, daven more, and eat special seudai, special meals, sing songs, rest, but not to do any kind of work. Not only 39, but many, many, many other kinds of work. Yet, they are all grouped into 39 different kinds of work. In the Mishnah, and in the Shulchan Aruch, we will learn more and more about the different groups and different kinds of work that one is not allowed to do on Shabbos. And this is all what Moshe was telling the Yidden when he gathered together all the Yidden to tell them about the building of the Mishkan. And I want you to know, Kindalach, that our Chachamim have learned a very important lesson from this pasuk, Vayakhel Moshe, as our Chachamim tell us that every Shabbos one is to gather together Yidden and teach them Torah. As our Chachamim say, Makhil Kehilos B'Shabbos. Moshe has taught us and has done it himself, gathered together Yidden on Shabbos, in order to teach them the Torah from Hashem. This is why there is such a thing as Fabrengens, Mesibas Shabbos, and all the kind of gatherings that we have on Shabbos where Yidden come together to study Torah. This all comes, as our Chachamim say, from the lesson we learn from Vayakhel Moshe. Just like Moshe has gathered the Yidden, so too the Yidden in all generations are to do the same in every Shabbos to get together to learn Torah. And now, Kindalach, after Moshe has told the Yidden about the mitzvah of Shabbos, Moshe tells them about the mitzvah of building the Mishkan. Moshe began by saying to the Yidden, "These are the words that Hashem told me to tell you, that every Yid who wants to give from his belongings for the building of the Mishkan should bring his gold, silver, copper, and all other kinds of materials and wools and skins that are needed for the Mishkan, as well as bringing these very special stones and diamonds which were used for the Choshen, and also Atzei Shittim, the very special wood which was used for the walls of the Mishkan, and all the other materials that Moshe told them that is needed for the Mishkan. And when Moshe told them that by doing this they will be forgiven for the sin of the Egel, the Yidden were so happy. They ran home quickly and started to bring all of the materials from all of their belongings, not only the gold and silver and other things, but even from their own personal jewelry. Yes, Kindalach, this was to forgive for their giving their jewelry for the Egel, for the golden calf. Now they're giving their jewelry for the building of the Mishkan for Hashem. And do you know, Kindalach, the women who had no share in the making of the Egel, they were the first ones to give their jewelry for the Mishkan. And not only were the Yidden called to give their materials, but Moshe Rabbeinu also announced that any man or woman who has Yiras Hashem, who is God-fearing, are all invited to come and do work by themselves. Work with the wool, such as spinning the wool, and then later weaving the wool and making it into beautiful coverings for the Mishkan. And you know, Kindalach, it wasn't such an easy job to do, especially to do it in the way that Hashem wanted, and it must be in a perfect, exact way, the way the Torah tells us. It wasn't so easy, yet the Yidden were excited and happy to do it. And they put everything else aside. They were excited to do the mitzvah of working for the building of the Mishkan. And our Chachamim tell us, Kindalach, that Hashem gave these men and women a special understanding to know exactly how to do it right. And when Moshe Rabbeinu saw how they're doing the work, he saw that they're doing it exactly according to the will of Hashem. Moshe was very happy. And you know, Kindalach, even the animals of the fields and the forests, they also had a special feeling for the Mishkan, and they came all by themselves because they wanted that their skins should be used for the Mishkan. Now, Kindalach, the Torah tells us that there were some women who knew how to do something extra special for the Mishkan. Instead of cutting off the wool off the goats, and then spinning it and making it into threads, and then weaving it, they weaved the wool while it was still on the backs of the goats. It wasn't an easy thing at all. It was a very hard thing to do, yet they did it while it was on the goat's back. They weaved it while it was on the goat's back, and only afterwards did they cut it off the back. And this, Kindalach, as the Torah says, was done by the women who were special artists in this kind of work. Yes, Kindalach, the women knew that Hashem gave them a special art, a special power, to do something extra good. It's not just for their own selfish purposes, but it is for the Mishkan of Hashem. And this is also a lesson for us, Kindalach, that whenever a Yid has a special talent, an art, in a special thing, the first thing he should use it for is for Hashem. Yes, we realize that all arts and all hobbies and all special talents come straight from Hashem. It's a gift that Hashem gives to the Yidden, but all for one purpose. That is, to be used for Hashem. Then we may use it also for other things too. But first and foremost, it is for Hashem. And this is also what our Chachamim have taught us about the creation of gold. When Hashem created gold, Hashem said, the world itself really does not deserve to have gold. Gold is so precious, the world doesn't deserve to have it. But Hashem said he will create it anyway, in order to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. That's right, for the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbeach, and all the other precious things in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, which needed gold. And once the gold was created for the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem said, now let the rest of the world enjoy it. And the same thing, Kindalach, is with everything that Hashem created in this world. If we have a telephone, which came only because Hashem created the power of the telephone, that is because Hashem wants us to use the telephone for good things. To speak to a friend over the phone about some Divrei Torah, to call up someone who's not well and say hello, or to listen to some shiurim, some lessons of Torah over the phone. Yes, we may use the phone for many things that we need, but the first and most important thing is for Torah and for mitzvahs. The same thing is with many other things that we have in this world. We are all to use it first. It's made for Torah and mitzvahs, and then we may use it for other things too, which we turn into good things of Torah and mitzvahs. Just like the gold of the world, which was donated and given for the building of the Mishkan, to bring the Kedusha, the holiness of Hashem, into this world. Now, Kindalach, as we have learned in the previous parshios, the Mishkan was built by the help of all the Yidden, yet there were two main builders. They were Bezalel and Ahaliav. Hashem gave them an extra special koyach. Hashem gave them Ruach HaKodesh, a special spirit to know exactly how to build the Mishkan. And they were the main builders of the Mishkan and all its parts. Then the Torah goes on to tell us that it was only after 2 days and all the materials that were needed for the Mishkan were already brought to Moshe. Yes, the Yidden ran so fast to their houses and got all of their things ready, and all the materials, and everything that was needed to build the Mishkan, they brought it to Moshe. And once Moshe got all the materials, Moshe called Bezalel and Ahaliav, and all the Yidden who were able to do the very special kind of work. And he told them that they can start working on the materials to get it ready for the building up of the Mishkan. And so they took the materials from Moshe, all the materials that the Yidden brought. And they saw that the Yidden brought it so early in the morning. Yes, the Yidden was so excited about this mitzvah that they came early in the morning to bring it. And when they saw how much material was brought, they said to Moshe, "It's enough! We have so much material! It's already enough! We don't need any more!" Moshe let them announce amongst all the Yidden that it's enough. They don't have to bring any more materials. Yes, Kindalach, there was so much materials that there was even extra more than was needed for the building of the Mishkan. And I'm sure you can guess, Kindalach, what other lesson we can learn from all of this. That is Zrizus. Yes, to go swiftly to do a mitzvah without putting it off for later. As soon as the Yidden got the mitzvah, they ran quickly to do it. They didn't put it off for later. They didn't say, "Well, okay, we'll bring some stuff soon, tomorrow, next week." No, right away, as soon as they were given a mitzvah to do, they did it bezrizus, quickly. This is a lesson for us, Kindalach, that when we are given a mitzvah to do, we don't push it off for later. We don't say, "Mommy, I'll do it soon. Tati, I'll do it tomorrow." No. As soon as we are told to do a mitzvah, we get up to do it right away. Especially Many, many of the mitzvahs that we are told to do are much easier than the hard work that the Yidden had to do then, especially that it meant giving away a lot of their own gold and silver and other stuff. Yes, it was very, very expensive, yet they did it with a big simcha. Yes, they were so happy to do it. They know they're doing the mitzvah of Hashem.